Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Cottier. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Zipfel. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ken Retzer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Don Locke. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Rudolph. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Don Rudolph. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting third. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Sammy Esposito. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to third. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Cottier moves to third. It's 1-0, Senators. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel strikes out. One out. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from Carrion and he is safe. Hinton steals second. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is walked intentionally. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cottier scores. Hinton moves to third. Retzer moves to second. It's 2-0, Senators. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Zipfel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Retzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cottier hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rudolph fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cottier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zipfel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Retzer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carrion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cottier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Locke strikes out. Two outs. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham bunts towards third. Johnson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Aparicio moves to third. Cunningham moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Cunningham scores. It's Senators, 2, White Sox, 2. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carrion hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Locke. Carrion reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Landis goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, White Sox. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0 for 1 in the game. Esposito takes first base on ball 4. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up towards short. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Don Rudolph. Dick Kenworthy now playing second base. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cotter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Burnside now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Zipfel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Landis moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zipfel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hinton moves to third. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Retzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hinton scores. Zipfel moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Locke hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a pop-up towards short. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-2 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Esposito moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Locke. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Esposito scores. Wynn moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell pinch hits for Pete Burnside. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kenworthy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Cottier hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Hannon now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zipfel scoops it up and throws to first, with Hannon covering, for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Retzer and he is safe. Landis steals second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Johnson. Landis moves to third. Deacon Jones pinch hits for Dick Kenworthy. Deacon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landis scores. Hershberger moves to third. It's 6-3, White Sox. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Carrion hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. J.C. Martin now playing third base. Sammy Esposito now playing second base. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zipfel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Retzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wynn strikes out. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Cotier fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Locke hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim King pinch hits for Jim Hannon. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.